Daf Ein Hey. So today's daf is another very technical daf. It's very involved in reading each line of the Mishnah and working everything out, who the author of the Mishnah was. So it's very, very involved. You have to kind of take it slow and step by step. It's not hard in terms of the concept, it's just very textual. So the Mishnah begins here in Daf Hey, Ein Hey, and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Shtei Chatzeros, Zu Lifnim Mizu. You have two chatzeros, one outside, one inside, and Rashi just tells us the structure, that zu lifnim mizu, penimis psucha lechitzona, the inner one opens up to the outer courtyard, v'chitzona l'rishis ram, and the outer one opens to rishis ram. So that's the case we're going to be dealing with for the entire Mishnah. There's a penimis, and there's a chitzona. So now the Mishnah says, again, shtei chatzeros zu lifnim mizu, irva ha-penimis, let's say the inner courtyard made their own eruv, but the outer courtyard did not make an Erev. So have Pnimis Mutaris. Pnimis allowed to carry because they made an Erev. All the Bnei Chatzar and the Pnimis made an Erev. So they're allowed to, in an isolated way, carry within their Chatzar. The Chitzona Asur, but the Chitzona is not allowed to. Bnei Chatzar of the Chitzona, since they did not make an Erev, they're not allowed to carry in their own Chatzar. So that's the first point here. Now, then it says, Chitzona, let's say the Chitzona made an Erev, Veloha Pnimis, but the inner one did not make an Erev. So here the Mishnah says, Shtehen Asurus, both them are Asur. Why are both them Asur? Because since the Pnimis did not make an Erev, it's called Haregel Osera Bimkomo, it's Asur in its own place, and then that is Oseris Shiloh Bimkomo. That will Asur now on the Chitona, which is not their Makom, but since they travel through the Chitona, they're going to Asur it as well. So even though the Chitona made its own Erev, they're going to be affected by the Pnimis who walk through their Chatzar. So the gist of this Mishnah, they're really going to be the idea, the principle here is, whether we say that a Erev, a place that's regel bimkoma, a regel in its own place, if it's Osiris in its own place, would Aser a place shalom komo? And even in a situation where sometimes you have the Pnimis where it's going to be regel muteris, if the Pnimis made its own Erev, there's a machlokas, whether that will also Aser shalom komo, meaning even though Pnimis is actually mutter in its own right, it could still affect something else. So that's really the underlying point here. And we're going to go back and forth. This is Rabbi Kiva Chachamim, who authored the whole Mishnah here. But at least in this part of the Mishnah, it's clear that the Chitzona made an Erev, and the Pnimis did not make an Erev. They're both Asur, because the Pnimis, since the Pnimis cannot carry in its own Chatzar, is what we call Regel Hasura Bimkoma, it's Asur in Makom, it will be Oseres on the Chitzona, which is Shlom Bimkoma. And that's the idea of the ratio. Then the Mishnah says, Erev Vizu L'atzma, Vizu L'atzma, if each one makes its own independent Erev, not connecting, but its own independent Erev, Vizu Muteres B'fnei Atzma, Vizu Muteres B'fnei Atzma, each one is permitted in its own right. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Kiva Oser, he says, his Oser Chitzona said, Drisas Haregel Osarta. Even though the Chitzona made its own Erev, and the Pnimis made its own Erev, the Chitzona left out the people from the Pnimis for their Erev. And since Pnimis walks through the Chitzona, and they were not participating in the Erev on the Chitzona, they actually Aser carrying on the Chitzona. So that's Rabbi Kiva, that he holds, even a situation where it's going to be Regel Muteris Bimkoma, it could still be Oseres Shelo Bimkoma. That's Rabbi Kiva's understanding. And Chacham Omrim Ein Drisas Regel Osarta. If the Pnimis can carry in their own place, it's a regel that's muteris bimkoma, then it will not aser the adjacent chatzar. So that's machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim. So Mishnah says further, Shachach echad menichitzona. Let's say one of the people from the outer courtyard forgot to, velo irv, so they didn't make an erv. Ha pnimis muteris. It's a situation where the pnimis and chitzona each made its own erv. So here in this case, since it's someone from the outside forgot to participate, so the Pnimis is still Muteris, because the Pnimis is Erev, stands alone. But the Chitona is Asura, because someone was missing, someone was not part of the Erev from the Chitona. Let's say Minat Pnimis, let's say someone from the inner courtyard, from the inner one, forgot to participate in the Erev. Below Erev, he did not participate, then Shtein Asur, they're both Asur. Because we have this idea, we're going to read in the Mishnah again how this all works here, but since the Pnimis is Asur, it's a considered Haregel, Bimkoma Oseres, because the Pnimis can't carry, and that will go against the Chitzona. So now, Mishnah says, Nasnu, Eruvin Bimakom Echad. Let's say they place the Erev in one place. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. They put it all in one place. We'll see. It means in the outer courtyard. If they both eruvim are placed in the outer courtyard, v'shachach echad, and someone forgot to contribute to the eruv, bein b'nefnimitz, bein b'nachiton, whether it's someone from the inner courtyard or the outer courtyard, v'lo iruv, he didn't participate, shehen asuros, both courtyards are asur, since someone, they're all considered one unit, both courtyards are one unit, and a person didn't contribute, so then he breaks up the entire ability to use the eruv. If, however, they're made of individuals, meaning if a single person lives in the Pnimis, that doesn't ask. If you just look at Rashi to make sense of this last line, which we saw already in the Gemara, Rashi says, if only one person lives in the inner courtyard, and one person in the outer courtyard, you don't have to make an Erev of them together. Right, the yachad who lives in the chatzar pnimis on his own, you don't have to make an eruv on your own, exclusively owned property. That's certain. So that's called the regal muteris, and the Mishnah here holds that the regal muteris in its own place cannot aser an adjacent chatzar v'stama krabanam. However, if there are two people living in one of the courtyards, afilu b'chiton, even if it's the outer courtyard, Gazir and Rechoshesh will read through that Gzeira in the Gemara. So this is, I told you, a very, very confusing Mishnah. There are a lot of different steps here, but the underlying principle that's being discussed here once again is a regel, regel bimkomo asura, that will be oser, an adjacent one, and then if it's regel bimkomo muteris, if they're allowed to carry in their own courtyard, will they impact the adjacent courtyard? Will aser it or will not aser it? That's really the discussion. So Gemara is now going to go through each step in the Mishnah to figure out what it means and who authored the Mishnah. So let's try to take this slowly. So the Gemara says, Ki Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, he reported in the name of Amar Rabbi Yanai, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this was all the position of Rabbi Akiva, who holds what? Damar Afilu Regal Muteris Bimkoma Oseris Shiloh Bimkoma. Rabbi Akiva holds that even though a regal muteris in its own right, let's say the chatzar pnimis could carry in its own courtyard, it will still aser on the chitzono, since it carries through. If the pnimis did not contribute to the eruv in the chitzono, it will aser. It's oseres shalom komo. Even though in its own place it's mutter, it could still have a negative impact on the adjacent shalom komo. That's Rabbi Akiva's understanding. Abal chachamim, omrim, they hold, kishem sheregal hamuteris ein oseres, kach regal haasur ein oseres. So I'll just say outside, instead of walking through the whole Shach Vatari, we'll walk through in a second. In the end of the day, we're going to see three opinions, three total opinions, how this all works. The Gemara right now has only two opinions, and it's going to be stuck and end up saying, oh, there are really three opinions. So the three possible opinions are that Rabbi Akiva holds the most machmir. That if I'm in the Pnimis, even if I could carry my own Pnimis, as Muteris my Bumkomo, I could still aser. Kavachomer, if I cannot carry my own property Pnimis, I didn't make an Erev, Kavachomer, I'm going to aser. So whenever the Pnimis always asers the Chitzona, regardless of what he could do in his own property, he's always Oseris. The Chachamim were being presented with now the second opinion here, up above, that they said that the Pnimis can never aser the Chitzona. Right? Kishem Sheregil HaMuteris, just like if I could carry the Pnimis on my own, it's Mutter, it will not aser the Chitzona. Even if I cannot carry in my own chatzer, even if it's regel ha'asura bimkomo, I still won't be oser. So he's the most makel. The pnimis will never affect it. And we're going to see later on, there's another opinion of a Tana Kama holds no. If it's regel muteris bimkomo, then ein oseris chitono. But if it's regel ha'oseris bimkomo, then it will oseris the adjacent one. These are the three different positions. I told you, it's very confusing. It's not going to get any easier as we go through each stage of the mission here. But let's go through it together.
Another application of this din of Rabbi Akiva, he has like a motto for his shita. It's supposed to just passing on this Mishnah. Does his statement of rego apply in other cases? Just this case?
Meaning case of Erevin or?
Of the Chatzir, one, the Pnimis and the Chitzon.
Well, we're going to see on our base when there are two adjacent Chatzeris, they're side by side facing the Mavoi, as opposed to Chitzon and Pnimis, they're going to be side by side. We'll see how that. How the contrast is to that particular case. So let's go through this Gemara, which analyzes the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins now, so the Gemara rather begins quoting the Mishnah. Tanan.
Is there a woman's section? Jeff has a
Tikkun, there's no. Erva Chitzona of Lo Pnimis. If there's an Erva Chitzona of Lo Pnimis, if you have it, make an Erev, and you're around the Chitzona, but Lo Pnimis, but it's not involved in the Pnimis, Shtein Asuris. So because since the outer one made the Erev, but the inner one did not make the Erev, so then it asers, the inner one will aser both them because the inner one was not part of the Erev. So Gemara asks the question, Mani, who authored this step of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Elam, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Akiva, it's really Rabbi Akiva, my area, Regel Asura, Rabbi Akiva, again, he's the one who holds that the Regel, even a Regel Muteres, Bimkomo, will be Oser Shalom Komo. So if you're going to tell me Rabbi Akiva authored this stage in the Mishnah, my area, Regel Asura, why is it only a case of Regel Asura, Afilu Regel Muteres, not me? Even if the Pnimis had made its own Erev, it would still Aser on the Chitzona, according to Rabbi Akiva. Ella, it must be Lav, this was authored by the Rabbanan. Now the problem with this is, Rav Dimi said, Rabbanan said, the Pnimis will never Aser the Chitzona. Whether or not the Pnimis could carry in its own property or can carry, it never Asers it. Right? The line was, again, above, Kishem Shir Regel Muteres, Eino Oseres, Shalom Komo, Kach, so too, Regel Hasura, Eino Oseres. So it must be, but it must be, this is against Rav Dimi above, because this has to be Rabbanan, it can't be Rabbi Kiva. And we see Rabbanan say, the only time Pnimis is if the Pnimis did not participate, they will still aser the adjacent chaser. So it's against Rav Dimi. And the Gemara says, no, the Olam really, it's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva authored the Mishnah. Velo zu af zu. It's a needless to say type of statement, which means that even though Rabbi Akiva did not have to teach a statement, it was pretty obvious that even if in a situation where Regel Muteris Bim Komo will still aser the Chitona, needless to say, even if it's a regular asurus, even if the Pnimis did not have an Erev, that will also, even though it's obvious, that will also aser the chitonim. We have that phrase, that terminology, this type of logic used many places in Shas. So Rabbi Kiva is really the author. This is not a question that can be posed to Rav Dimi's understanding of Shitas Rabbanu. So then the Gemara quotes the next stage in the Mishnah. Tanan, Erev Azul Atma, Vazul Atma. If you're going to make an Erev, each one independent in its own right, the Pnimis and the chitonim, Zumateris b'fnei atzma, v'zumateris b'fnei atzma. Each one is a mutter in its own right. So taima, the only reason why they're all mutter in its own right, the irvu, because they made an eruv, the Pnimis made an eruv, which is called regel hamuteris bimkomo. The implication is, ha, lo irva. If the Pnimis did not make an eruv, it would now become a, Pnimis would be a an area that's regel ha'asur bimkomo. It's asur in its place, and the implication is shtein asuris. It would asur both the Pnimis, because it did not have an Erev, and it would also aser the Chitona as well. So we see that Regel Bimkom Asura would aser the Jason one. V'ha Haitana, Dama Regel Hamuteris Ein Oseres. Isn't this the one who holds, if there was an Erev, which means Regel Muteris, it doesn't aser the Chitona, but if it's Regel Asura, it would be Oseres. Who holds the Chilik? Of at which point will Pnimis affect the outer one? It depends on whether the Pnimis had an Erev or not. Who holds that way? Mani ha Elam, if you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Akiva, that can't be. Rabbi Akiva says the Pnimis always asers the Chitona. Afilu regel muteris nami, ella must be lav Rabbanani, and this is against Rabbi Dimi, because again, Rabbi Dimi said that according to the Rabbanan, the Pnimis will never aser the Chitona. Rabbi Akiva says the Pnimis will always aser Chitona. So who holds this Chilik? It certainly can't be Rabbi Akiva, because that's clear as day. It must be that the Rabbanan have the Chilik, depends whether the Pnimis has air or not. This goes against Rav Dimi's understanding of Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, okay, so now, moreover, mi de seifa Rabbi Kiva, resha lav Rabbi Kiva, moreover, from the fact that we know Rabbi Kiva authored the seifa, does that not imply that the resha was written by someone other than Rabbi Kiva? Because there are two different opinions. Must be it's the Rabbanan who have the chilek when the Pnimis makes the Erev or not, against Rav Dimi's understanding of the Rabbanan. And the Gemara says, no, this is all Shitas Rabbi Kiva, you got it all wrong. There's all Rabbi Kiva. Liolam kula Rabbi Kiva. V'chasur mechzer, there's something missing here. V'hachi katani. The Mishnah should really read, Erev v'zu le'atzma v'zu le'atzma. Each courtyard, the Pnimis and Chitona, make its own independent Erev. Zuma teres b'fnei atzma v'zuma teres b'fnei atzma. They're all permitted in its own right. B'med v'amar mu'un. When is that true? How come, according to Rabbi Kiva, don't we say that even regel muteres, even the Pnimis, when it has an Erev, should asa the Chitona? How can the Mishnah entertain that they're all mutter in its own right? The Chitona should be aser. Because Bamed Devam Amurim, when is this true? Then they're each mutter in its own right. She asasa daka. They made a daka, which Rashi says a small doorway, where they shut the doorway, they closed off the any correlation between the two courtyards. So now they really mamash stand alone. The Pinimis cannot access the Chitona. So it's they're all standing alone. That's why it's allowed. Of Aloas Sadaka, if there was not a wall or a door blocking between the two courtyards, Einachanami Chitona would be Asura, Divi Rabbi Kiva. Why? Didn't Chitona make an Erev? Because since there's a pathway from the Pnimis to the Chitona, she Rabbi Kiva Oseres Chitona, Bipne she Drises Regel of the Pnimis goes on, it's Oseres, the Chitona. That's all Rabbi Kiva. So everything works fine. And Chachamim argue in Omrim, Ein Drises Regel, Oseres, they felt not, that's not the case. The walking of the Pnimis will not impact the status of the Chitona. So there's no kasha to Rav Dimi. Chachamim still stand. So Gemara asks a question in Mesa, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Vim Hayu Sheyachidim, the last line of the Mishnah, if the courtyard was lived in by individuals, single individuals, one in the Chatzar Chitona, one on the outside, Ein Tzichin Arev, they don't have to make an Erev. So Vaha Sharabim Tzichin Arev, but if there were multiple people living in the Chatzaros, then they would have to make an Erev. Alma, we see Regel Hamuteris Bimkoma, Eina Oseris, that if it's mutter in its own right, if each one made its own air separately, so then they'll have it's implied that you could carry in each independent courtyard, and we will not aser the usage from the chatzar pinimis on the chatzar chitona if they made an air. But if they did not make an air, it will be regal asura oseris, then it will be aser on both courtyards. So it sounds like, again, this is a question that there seems to be a chilek within the chachamim, whether or not the inner courtyard made an air or not would it dictate whether the chitona would be aser or not. The ode, Mesi Ravina, further question, Shachach echad min echitona v'lo erev. If one of the people from the outer courtyard did not contribute to the erev, ha pnimis muteris, because pnimis stands alone, v'achitona asura, but the chitona is asura because someone didn't contribute. But shachach echad min pnimis, if someone forgot from the inside courtyard, v'lo erev, shem asura, they're both asura. So the implication is time with the shachach, only because the pnimis forgot to contribute to the erev, but ha, lo shachach, if he didn't forget, shem mutaris, both of them would actually be permitted. So this can't be Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds that the Pnimis always asers the Chitona. It must be the Chachamim, and we see there's a chilek of whether or not Pnimis made an Erev or didn't make an Erev. Alma, Rega Mutaris, if the Pnimis made its own Erev, Eino Osiris, it would not aser the Chitona. But if the Pnimis would be Regel HaAsur, which means they didn't make an Erev, it would be Osiris. So it must be all against Rav Dimi's understanding. So Gemara says, okay, so you're right. Ella Kiyasar Rabin, Rav Dimi, both of them came from Eretz Yisrael. Often they lived in Bavel, and they came back reporting what they heard in Eretz Yisrael. So first we had a statement from Rav Dimi, now we hear Rabin says a little bit differently what he reported back from Eretz Yisrael. He said, Ella Kiyasar Rabin, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Shalosh Machlokes B'davar. Rabbi Yanai said, really, that there were three shitas, like I told you in the beginning, on this discussion. And the three are as follows. Tanakama Savar, Rege Muteris, Eino Seris, Regel Osera, Hasura Oseris. What we've been confused with the whole time in this whole discussion was there was a third shita which we were not unaware of, which is there is an opinion of the Tanakhama that the impact the Pnimis has on the Chitona depends on whether or not they made an Erev. If they made an Erev, it's called Regel Muteris Bimkoma. They're allowed to carry in its Pnimis, and Eino Oseris, they will not Aser onto the Chitona. But if it's a Regel Asura Bimkoma, which means that the Pnimis did not make an Erev, then they will Aser, they will be Oseris the Chitona. That's the Tanakhama, which we're now being introduced to by Ravin. Comes along Rabbi Kiva, Savar, Afilu Rega Muteris Oseris, he thinks that if the Pnimis did not contribute to the Chitona, even though they made their own Erevs, it will Aser the Chitona. That's Rabbi Kiva's Shita. He says it always Asers unless they contribute to the Chitona's Erev. And then they have the last Shita, the final one, the most makel opinion, which is Rabbeinu Basrai, the second Chachamim, who hold the last Chachamim, Savri, Kishem Sheregel Muteris, Eino Seres, just like a Regel Muteris Bimkomo, that if the Pnimis made an Erev, they won't Aser the outside, even if Kach Regel Hasur, even if the Pnimis cannot carry in their own Erev, their own Chatzar, it will still not Eino Seres, each of the courtyards stand alone. Okay, so that's how we carry through the Mishnah. There are three Shitas in this Halacha. So the Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah, the last three lines of the Amud here, Nasu Eruvin b'makom echad v'shachach echad beim nepnimis. So the Mishnah said, if you put the Erev in one location, which we'll see that means in just a second, and someone forgot to contribute, whether it's a guy from the inner courtyard or the outer courtyard, we said both of them are going to be shtein asurus. So what does it mean, my makom echad? What does makom echad mean? So the Mishnah says, first quotes in Nemanik, Simon Chitona Atzma, Bebeis Echidah, Ravina Delo Mishchach Befinim. Okay, so Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, chitzona. It's referring to the chitzona if it's in the outer courtyard. My kari le makum echad, makum amyuchad l'shem. Why is it called one place? It's a place that's designated for both of them. What this means is that let's say, we up until this point, we said that the pnimis and chitzona stood alone. Right? If the pnimis had its own eruv, they're good to go. They will not ever be affected by the chitzona. It's only chitzona will be affected by the pnimis. But pnimis, we have nothing to do with you guys, chitzona. We have our own eruv. But if you take the eruv of the pnimis and put it in the outer one, the chatzar chitzona, your miyached amakum echad in the chitzona, so now the pnimis has shaychus to the chitzona as well, and it will be affected. If someone from the pnimis forgot to make that eruv for themselves, that certainly ruins the pnimis eruv. But even if a chitzona guy forgot to contribute, that will, in this situation, even affect the eruv on the pnimis again, because you're placing the eruv of pnimis in the chatzar chitzona, so now they are all intertwined as one. That's the chiddush of that Mishnah. And the Gemara goes on to Amud Beis and quotes a Braisa. Tanya Nami Hachi, the Braisa says the same thing, that Nasnu Eruvin Bichiton, if you place it, it's straight out, it's much clearer than the Mishnah, you place the Eruv of the Pnimis in the outer courtyard, B'shachach Echad, a person forgot to contribute Bein Minachitona, Bein Minapnimis, V'lo Eruv, Shein Asur, they're both Asur in this case. But Nasnu Eruvin Bipnimis, if you place the Eruv of the Pnimis in the inner courtyard, in the Pnimis itself, B'shachach Echad Minapnimis, if one of the guys from the Chatzar Pnimis forgot, V'lo Eruv, Shein Asur, they're both Asur, because he didn't contribute to the Eruv. But if a guy from the Minachitona, V'lo Eruv, the guy from the outer courtyard, if he forgot to contribute, Shena Suris Divri Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva holds, we'll see in a later why, but he holds the Chitzona will actually Aser even in this case. Even when the Erev is in the Pnimis, he Asers, but we assume, like Chachamim, Omrim, Bezu Pnimis Muteris. In this case, the Pnimis is Muteris because the Pnimis guys have nothing to do with the Chitzona. Right? What could you do? The Pnimis could shut a door and say, we don't want you coming here. As long as the Erev of Pnimis is in Chatzar Pnimis, they can isolate the Chitzona, and if a guy from the Chitzona forgot, we don't want you to close it. But it's only true, it's only usher, if the Erev Pnimis is placed in the Chatzar Chitzona, Pnimis can't shut the door anymore. They need to access that pass on Shabbos, so that's the case. But when it's all in the Pnimis, if a guy from the outside courtyard forgot, we could just close off the door, and the Pnimis would be Muteres, and the Chitzona would be Asura. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to know, we said above this strange sheet of Rabbi Kiva, right? If the Erev was made in the Pnimis, and it's being housed in the Chatzar Pnimis, if one of the people from the Chitzona forgot, Rabbi Kiva says they will aser the pnimis. That does not make sense. Up until now, we said everything against this. So where's Rabbi Kiva getting this from? So the Gemara says, Amr le Rabba bar Chanan labai. Maishan le Rabbanan. How come for the Rabbanan, the Chachamim, say that they could just close off the door for the Chitzona? Because damri pnimis muteris mishum da achada dasha mishamcha. They're going to shut the door and leave the Chitzona out, stay out of our property. We don't need you here. We have our Erev. We have our own unit here. You're not welcome here. So they could carry regardless of the Chitzona. The Rebbe Kiva nami techa dasha the tish tamish. Rebbe Kiva could say the same thing. Why don't you use the svara and say to the Chitzona guys, we don't want you here, we're closing the door, we don't need you, our Erev is with us, and you didn't contribute, so we're locking you out. So Amar Lei, Erev Margila. Because we're talking about a situation that there's an Erev Margila, which they interpret here, that, where is that, Rashi? I thought there's a Rashi here. Okay. Either way, it's referring to, it was Margila for the Chitona to be in the Pnimis. They had some type of a relationship. And therefore, it's not a Stam case where Pnimis always leaves to the Chitona. It's a situation where even the Chitona will come into the Pnimis. And since they have Shaychas to each other, you can't just shut the door. They have common usage. So the Gemara says, okay, if it's a case of this Erev Margila, where they're Margil, the Chitona, to be in the... it's where the Erev Chitona is placed in the Pnimis. That's why they have access to it. So the Erev Chitona utilizes the property of the Pnimis to place the Erev normally. So if that's the case, the Rabbanan nami Erev Margila. So we're talking about the case where even the Erev Chitona is normally placed in the Pnimis. How do they have the right to shut the door? They certainly have usage of that property the rest of the year, even though they forgot this particular Shabbos, some guy didn't participate. Because the Amri Lai, Pnimis say to the Chitona, listen guys, the Tkuni Shetatzchich V'lo La'Avesi. We allow you to use our Chatzar Pnimi when it works to our benefit. When it works against us, when you forgot to make an Erev, and now you're ruining our Erev as well, we don't want you here, we're going to shut the door. So it's only a partnership where we're going to benefit, but the moment we're losing out, there's no partnership anymore. So Gemara says, L'Rabbi Kiva Nami, he should say the same thing. Tema, the Tekune Shetavtich V'lo Lavusi. We only have a partnership when it's beneficial, but the moment it's not, like when you forgot to participate in Erev, we're going to shut you out, and we should be able to carry in the Erev. Why does Rabbi Kiva say it's Aser to walk in the Pnimis? So Gemara says, Damri la mivatlin lach rishusi. Because the chitzonah could say to the primus as follows. You could mevatel our rishus if you want. And therefore, since there's another way to another takana, there's no need to knock us out. In other words, what Rabbi Kiva says, it's usher for anyone to carry until the mevatel the shus of the chitonah. There's another avenue here. You don't have to lock us out here. We have the partnership, and the partnership could still last. Don't break up our relationship. We could still have another avenue. So since the avenue of bittel works, so instead of just ushering us, mevatel us, and then we could all work together. So that's what could have taken place, and that's why Rabbi Kiva says it's usher until you're mevatel. Well, Chachamim said, no, we're going to lock you guys out, we're going to shun you guys, and we're going to work on our own for the Shabbos independently of you guys. So how come Rabbanan don't suggest this? Why don't Rabbanan say that one guy in the Chitana where he didn't contribute, just mevatel zvishus, and everybody else could work nicely within the rest of the guys in Primus and Chitana could work nicely with each other? Because Rabbanan hold ein bittel rishus mechatz lechatzer. You're not allowed to mevatel rishus from one chatzer to the next. So the penimis cannot be mevatel rishus of a chatzer chitona guy. And for that reason, a technical reason, it just doesn't work. So what comes out is, it seems that Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva are arguing, what's the essence of the machlokas here? Whether or not you can mevatel rishus from chatzer lechatzer. Right? We saw this discussion already. The Gemara is about to connect it to that discussion. But that's the essence of this discussion, this brisa, where the bittel rishus works from chatzer to chatzer. So Gemara says, so Lema Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan beplugs the Rabbanan Rabbi Kiva Kamifki, right? We had a machlokas and Daf Samech Vav between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, two Amarim. They are arguing actually about a machlokas of Tanaim, of an earlier generation of Rabbanan Rabbi Kiva, of this particular Raisa. The Shmuel Amar Kirabanan, that there is not ein bit of Rishus Mirchatz Lechatzer, while Rabbi Yochanan held that Amar Kirabi Akiva, that there is Yesh bit of Rishus Mirchatzer Lechatzer. So that's the machlokas. Now, the situation there, we have to know, remember the background. Here, I mentioned before, I alluded to this earlier, Chaim's question was that this case of the Mishnah is where the Pnimis and a Chatzar, and you walk from Pnimis to Chatzar to Rishus Rabim. It's a straight line. The case of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan was talking about side-by-side Chatzeros, where they had a Pesach, an entranceway between the two of them, but they also had access points to the Mavoi Rishus Rabim outside in front of them. So it's a different structure, and the Gemara is now about to make a chilek between the two cases that maybe in one case you would say bittel rishus, but maybe not in the other case. So the svar here, I had a hard time. Let's see if I could get it this time around. So the Gemara explains as follows. Amar Lach Shmuel. Shmuel says, again, Shmuel is the one who holds that ein bittel rishus mechatzer lechatzer. He says that case, afilu Rabbi Kiva. Even Rabbi Kiva, in this case, who allows bittel rishus of the chitona to pimis, he would agree, by my case, by the Pesach of Tzad B'Tzad, he would agree that it wouldn't work. Why not? Afilu Rebbe Kiva, ad kan lo kama Rebbe Kiva hachal. The only reason why Rebbe Kiva in this instance says that there is bittel rishus mechatzer lechatzer, elo b'shei chatzeros zu lifnim mizu, if one is one in back of the next. So what happened was they all made one big erev, one guy from the chitona forgot, so then the chitona could be mevatel rishus. Why? Because he's asking everyone, his very presence, his very or lack of contribution to the chatzar, he's asking everyone else. And therefore, since he's asking everyone else, the only way out is mevatel. He's affecting everyone else. Aval Hasim, over there, when the two chatzars were next to each other and a Pesach was between them, he says, don't utilize bittel rishus, because mi ka'asin hadadeh, are people really asking each other in that case? He said, they're not asking each other. Why are they not asking each other in that case? Because they could still carry in their own chatzar. They can't carry within each other's chatzars back and forth, but their own chatzar was good. Meaning the case of our case here, Pnimis and Chitona, so the moment that one guy forgot to bake the Erev, nobody could carry in any chatzar. No one could carry anything. We're stuck in a chatzar. But in the case of Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochan, where each chatzar was next to each other with a Pesach between them, I'm able to carry my chatzar. You carry your chatzar, we just can't carry to each other's chatzar, but I still have access, so there's no iser to me within my chatzar. So the impact is much less, and therefore Rabbi Kiva says you should not utilize a bit of rishus mechatzer lechatzer. We only use it if you're really stuck, where everybody's stuck inside the house, they can't carry anything. That's when we say, okay, you could apply bit of rishus mechatzer lechatzer, like our case here on Ayin Hay. So that's Shmuel. Comes along now, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, on a Damar I, who said that there is bitter shus mechatzer lechatzer, I'm holding even according to Afilu Rabbanan, who say here, ein bitter shus lechatzer, meaning why? Ad kan lo kami Rabbanan hacha, Rabbanan only say here, by the case of Pnimis to Chatzar, that Ein Bitur Shus Mechatzar Chatzar, because that they, the whole idea, Ella Da'amri Lei, Ad Mevatles Li, Kasarta Alai, because until you're Mevatel me, you're going to ask me. I'm going to read this statement, then I'm going to try to understand what it means again. Aval Hasam Ki Mik Asri, who's answering it? So let me see if I get the flow here. I was having a hard time as I was preparing just before the shir here. Let's just look at the article for a moment. So Rabbi Yochanan says as follows. Ana da'amri afilu Rabbanan. I said it even according to Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbanan hachal. Rabbanan only said here that you don't say mechatzah chatzar. El da'amri le ad mevatles li ka'asas alai. Because the pnimis can say to the chitzona, until you're mevatir reshus, you're asking me. So therefore what? He explained, in this case, the institution of, I'm reading the article, if you're okay with that, the institution of bittel works against the inner chatzar. Right? The need for bittel is a problem, because the chitzon, the pnimis is aser until chitzona decides to do bittel. So they're stuck here. Our hands are tied here. So we don't want to use bittel in this case. We'd rather avoid bittel entirely, so because it's working against them. So therefore, you're asering us until you've done bittel, so we don't want to rely on bittel, ain't bittel mi chatzal chatzar. Aval hasim, over there, Mika Asilai, are they stuck? No, each chatz, as we said before, they could still walk in their own chatz, they just can't walk together. So there's nothing holding them back. Bittel doesn't affect them, Bittel doesn't hold them back. So they're willing to utilize Bittel in that case, because it's not urgent, because they can carry in their own chatz, it's just about carrying to each other's chatzeros, and therefore they're willing to opt into the usage of the Bittel. Hopefully that was clear. Okay, now the Gemara says as follows, Im Hayusha Yechidim, the Mishnah said, if there are individuals living in the courtyard, only one in the pinimis and one in the chitzona, so the Mishnah said there is no need for an eruv. So the Gemara comments now, but if they're rabbim, the Mishnah said, then you do need an eruv between the different chatzeros. So Amar Rav Yosef said, Tani Rabbi taught, Hayushlosha Asurin, that there were the three people and asers it. The three people would aser the usage. If you just look at Rashi says here, Amar Rav Yosef, Tani Rabbi, Im Hayushlosha, if there are three people living within two courtyards, which means one of the courtyards have two people living in it, the other one has one. Needless to say, if two people living in Pnimis and they didn't make an Erev, that is Regal Asur B'mkomo, and that will certainly Asur Shalom B'mkomo. Even if two of the guys are living in Chitona and one guy on the inside, it's still Asura Ad Shiv Rishen Yachin until they make an Erev. Gzer Bishim Rabim B'Pnimis, meaning fundamentally, if two people are living in Chitona and there's one guy living in Pnimis, that won't aser the Pnimis at all, because the one guy lives by himself in the Pnimis. But they made a gzera that if two people are living in Chitona, you should still make an Erev, because you might get confused in a case where two people are living in the Pnimis, and you may think, oh, you don't need an Erev in that case, and therefore they said a person should always make an Erev when there are three people in total living in both Chatzeros. So now after making the statement, after Rav Yosef makes the statement of Tani Rebbe, Hayushal Shasurim, Amalahu Rabibi. Rabibi says, Lo Tatsisilai, don't listen to him. Rav Yosef is incorrect here in terms of which aspect that he quoted. He was learning the name of Rebbe, because it's not really a Mishnah, it's really a Amarak statement that says, Ella Lo Tatsisilai, Ana Amrisa Nehele, Umashadir Adarava Amrisa Nehele. I taught him. It wasn't the name of Rebbe, it was the name of Rav Ad. There was an Amo who said this. Hovani Karben Rabim Bechitona. He quoted a statement, since it's a Rabim Bechitona. So that's to explain what the statement he had said. And Rashi explains, Ana Amrisa Nehele Mishmei Dravada, Umnatamazah, Amartil, from this reason, Hova Ni Kor Rabin Bechitona, Gazrina Mishim Rabin Bepnimis. Meaning he's explaining the Svara. Why do I require an Erev when there are three people? Because when there are two people in the Chitona, fundamentally, you certainly need an Erev. So, but even when there are two people in the Pnimis, you also need it because of Gzera of, again, Hova Ni Kor Rabin Bechitona. So that was the statement. So Rav Yosef, who had misquoted at least the author of the statement, he comments, Amar Rav Yosef, Mara d'Avram, he would say, God of Avram, he says, Shem Elokim, Rabim b'Rebbe ichlifli. He confused the words Rebbe and Rabim. He heard the word Rabim come from the mouth of Rav Ada. He confused it with the word Rebbe, that's where his mistake was. Okay. So the Gemara then says, Shmuel Amar, Li'olam muteres ad sheyushnaim b'pnimis ve'echad b'chitzona. He says it's always mutter until you have two people in the Pnimis and one in the Chitzona. He says that would be the case, but he says if there are two people in the Chitzona and one in the Pnimis, he says there is no such Gzera. He was against the Gzera that was alluded to above. So then, Amar Rabbi Elazar, V'nachri harehu kirabim. when they're nachim, when there's a goy, a singular goy living there, that actually would assert. Even though if it was a singular yid, that would not assert, but a singular goy has a din of rabim. If a Rashi explains here, that harehu karabim imdar nachim bepnimis. If we had a single Yisrael living there, that's fine. But if there's a singular goy living there, that assert. Vishnei Yisrael mechitona, oseres drisas raglo alein ad shiaski, until you've rented the rights to his property. So why is that? So Gemara says, Maishna Yisrael delo aser. How come when there's one yid living in the Pinimis, we don't aser the entire, the Eruvim, the Chatzeros, demand the other, because one who knows that a singular Jew lives there, so he knows, he's aware, and that's why this case is different. A person won't get confused in a case where there are two people living there. Uman delo yada, a person who doesn't know that there's only one Jew, maybe he thinks there are a couple of Jews living there, Saver Eruve Eruva, he'll think that an Eruv was made. But if it comes to a Nachri, he knows that one Nachri lives there. He doesn't know if there are other families, but he knows at least one Nachri is living there. So Nachri Nami, Arminin, the other, the guy who knows that there's only one non-Jewish family, so he'll be aware that there's one Jewish family. That's why there's no need for an Arab. And Delo Yada, and if he was unaware, he didn't know how many other Jewish, rather non-Jewish families live there, or Jewish families live there, Yasavar Aguri Agir, he'll think that, it was rented. I mean, why are we only Choshesh in the case, the case is the guy knows there's a Jewish family living in the Pinimis. Now, if he knows that there's a Jewish family, so he knows there's no need for an Erev. Let's say he knows there's at least one Jewish family. He doesn't know if there are more. So he said, okay, they did an Erev. What do I know? They made an Erev. So same thing, if a non-Jew lives there, I know there's a non-Jew lives in Pinimis. Now, if I know he's the only one living there, so then there's no need for an Erev. If I don't know if there are others or not, maybe there are, maybe they're not, I'm not sure. So I would have assumed that they rented their rights from him. So why don't I assume the same thing when there's a non-Jew there? Why do we make a non-Jew din of a rabbim where there's a need for an eruv? So the Gemara explains, because a stam nachri, iisa to oger mifei pai. If a nachri was there and you rented rights from the nachri, it would have become the news. Rashi says, mifei pai kali islay, it has a voice, has a sound, people would hear about it. So since this guy didn't know about it, he didn't hear about any schiris makom, schiris akum, therefore he assumed that maybe it didn't take place, and for that reason there's a need to make an erev, just to, because of this ambiguity of what's going on. So even though really a singular non-Jew doesn't really need an erev, but they required schiris makom, they required an erev, just because the confusion, because he didn't hear anything about it otherwise. So now the Gemara says, we'll finish with this. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Asar Batim Zelef Nimizu, you have 10 houses, all one after the next. We've been talking about chatzeros up until now. Now we're talking about houses. So it's a strange situation, but there are no houses like this anymore, but you have to go through house one to get to two to three. To walk to the chatzer, you need to walk through other people's houses. So it's a strange concept, but that was the setup. That was the structure. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Asar Batim Zelef Nimizu, Pnimi Nosin Nesa Eruve Vedayo. Since they're all interconnected, it's enough for just the most inner house, the furthest away from the chatzar. All he has to do is contribute to the Erev, and nobody else has to participate, because we view this really as one long house, because they all access one another. Rabbi Yochanan comes along, he says, Amar afil chitzon. Even the outer one needs to, he argues, and every single one, even the one adjacent to the chatzar, all of them need to contribute to an Erev. So the Gemara asks, chitzon, beisharhu. It's a beishar. Beishar is like a gate house of some sort. It's an entranceway to a house. It's not a beis dira. So how come the most outer house needs to contribute to the Erev? It's simply a way to get to the courtyard. It's not a living space here. If I have a big mansion in front of like a little house to get through to the street, that's not a house. That's my beishar. Those are gates I go through. So the most outer house is just the gate for the other nine houses to walk through. Why would that require giving a pass? So the Gemara says as follows. What's the machlokas here? That Mar Sarah Beishar, the Yachid, Shmei Beishar, or Mar Sarah Lo, Shmei Beishar. So the whole machlokas here is, if you have a Beishar for a singular person, is that considered a Beishar or not? So again, if it's going to be that if a person's using a Beishar for his personal use, that's called a Beishar, and therefore it's still going to be Pater. But that one felt that no, Beishar that's being used for a singular purpose, for a person living in the Beishar as well, that's not called a Beishar, that's actually called a Beis Dira. So this is the machlokas, how to categorize such a setup, if that last house is considered a Beishar or not considered a Beishar, and whether it be chayv to contribute to the Erev or not contribute to the Erev. We will stop here. This was, another hard daf, and Ritz Hashem will continue together on Sunday after the 7 o'clock minute.